This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis in South Australia. It's definitely the focus of green energy in Australia. We do like to take on exciting projects. And there's another one near Hawker, a big old battery, a vanadium flow battery. I'm joined this morning by Minister for Energy and Mining, Dan Van Hoss-Pelikan. How are you this morning, Minister?
Oh, good. Thanks, Jordan. Thank you for having me on your program.
So can you tell me about this vanadium flow battery?
Yeah, it is. It's a new technology. People are very keen on it, but of course it has to be tested. This is a project by a company called Yadlamalka Energy between Lake Torrens and Port Augusta, about 60 k's north of Port Augusta. And the key to it is a vanadium flow battery. So solar panels with the battery, there's nothing new about that. But this vanadium flow battery is expected to have a much longer discharge time, be much more reliable, and really importantly, not have the discharge cycles that you get with lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries have a set life. There's so many thousand sort of fills and discharges that you can have when the battery wears out over many, many years. Vanadium flow apparently doesn't have that, so this is a trial project to prove it up.
Right, so could it just be longer lasting than the battery technology we're currently using?
Yeah, look, the proponents say that it it lasts forever. Now, nothing lasts forever, right?
I think it's a bit early for us to say that as well. We're fairly new race of
yeah, you're right. Look, you're absolutely right. But that's why you have a trial, and it looks pretty good. So it's a relatively small power station, small solar and small battery that they're looking at. But let's give it a go. I'm very supportive of the fact that this is going to have a trial. It'll be, if it works, will be absolutely outstanding. It will be a brand new way of working with large scale batteries. Large scale compared to households, it's still a small trial compared to the Hornsdale battery or something like that. But let's give it a go. It's pretty exciting.
And of course, vanadium, even if it is a forever lasting kind of technology. How expensive is a project like this to get up and running and a battery like this to operate?
Yeah, well, look, this project is a $20 million project. So that's the solar, the battery, the installation, hooking it up, getting it into the nearby substation, $20.6 million all up. An enormous amount of money, right? By your and my standards and almost everybody's standards. But when putting together a power station, that's a relatively small amount, 6 megawatts of panels, 2 megawatts of battery storage. So very, very large compared to anything that you'd ever want in your house or in most businesses. But very small when you think about the fact the Hornsdale battery is 150 megawatts of storage. But that's what you do for a trial. You start small, you prove it up. Vanadium is it's a naturally occurring compound. It's a metal. It's fairly rare, but it's something that exists. It's not something that's sort of been dreamt up or made up. And putting vanadium into a battery, as I said, the key thing is it's meant to have unlimited charge and discharge cycles. If that's the case, if this proves itself up, it may well be a game changer for household batteries and really, really large grid-scale batteries, which would be terrific.
For sure. And when it comes to this trial, what kind of sites, what kind of area is it going to be, I guess, assisting with power?
Well, look, it'll hook into the Narudla substation, which is north of Port Augusta. So, all of these things, if you want to have a power station or power provider and hook it into the grid, you need to be near a substation. So it's quite conveniently located, 60 k's north of Port Augusta. It'll hook straight into that substation. The electricity will be exactly the same electricity that you'd get out of any other energy supply. The key difference to this, of course, is the different battery technology, and that's what's very exciting about it.
And so with a project like this, has a trial on a vanadium flow battery been done before in Australia, or is this South Australia leading the way again?
Look, I'm not aware of one in Australia. I'm aware of people trialling them in different ways, but this is the first proper trial that I'm aware of anywhere in Australia. So you're quite right, South Australia and this company, Yadlamalka Energy, is leading the way. And look, you need to support people to prove these things up, because if it works, everybody benefits. You know, the benefits of having a battery without the degradation that happens over, you know, usually about 15 years or thereabouts without having to do that, would really be enormously beneficial. So pretty exciting. It's a risk, obviously, for the proponents. They believe it's a safe risk. I hope for them it is, and I hope for us as the broader public that it works really well too, because it just helps us move further and further down that really positive step of being able to store renewable energy. We know we can make it, but we need to be able to store it so that we can discharge it when we need it, not only when it's sunny and windy, and this will be a great step in that direction.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Jordan.
As Minister for Energy and Mining, Dan Van Hoss-Pelican on your Classic It's Breakfast.